summit is really beyond what we imagine. It's too much damage that we have prepared in a way, because we were forewarned about the strength of the super typhoon. But in spite of that, what happened, for example, in Tacloban was because of the storm surge. The water from the sea rose up very high and swept a lot of the lives and properties. Until now, there are still many people missing. The Cathedral of the Archdiocese of Palo is also destroyed. The roof practically gone. People, before the typhoon, went there to take refuge. I saw on television someone saying, we came here because we know this is the house of God, but even this house, the house of God, was not spared from the damage. So a lot of people found near the cathedral were buried just near the grounds of the cathedral, because for health reasons, they cannot keep them long. So I would like to appeal to our brothers and sisters on behalf of the victims of this great disaster that has fallen the central part of the Philippines, for certainly prayers that we may be able to have the strength to bear the difficulties, the sufferings, and the loss. At the same time, we ask if you can assist us with any kind of help that you can extend to the people that have been victims and the families victims of this great disaster.